Get your advanced PhD in WOW from Floor and Decor. If you're a pro, you're already an expert in tile, wood, and stone. And with Floor and Decor's job site delivery, their free design services, and pro rewards that actually reward you, your business is set to grow from one client to the next. Floor and Decor isn't just a couple of aisles. It's an entire store designed to help your business boom. It's Floor and Decor.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Brett McKay here, and welcome to another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. So for the past 10 years or so, kettlebells have become a popular workout tool. If you don't know what a kettlebell is, basically a cannonball with a handle on it, and you swing it around, and it gives you both not only a strength workout, but a cardio workout. Well, the man who had a lot to do with the popularization of kettlebell training here in the United States, his name's Pavel Tesellini. And Pavel started a company not too long ago called Strong First, which is dedicated to helping people become strong in all aspects of their life using not only kettlebells, but barbells and bodyweight training. Anyways, today on the show, I have the CEO of Strong First on with me. His name's Eric Frohart. He's a former U.S. Navy SEAL, a decorated combat veteran with multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. And today on the show, we're going to talk kettlebell training, becoming strong, not just physically, but mentally, and why strength is a skill. So it's going to be a great podcast, a lot of great takeaways. So let's do this. Eric Frohart, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
So you are the CEO of a company called Strong First. So what is Strong First and what's the story behind it for our listeners who aren't familiar with it?
Well, Strong First is the school of strength, and I'll get into that a little bit more later. But the story behind Strong First is pretty interesting. Pavel Tesellini, our founder and chairman, started the some people call it the kettlebell revolution or movement back in the early 2000s. He brought the kettlebell over to the U.S. and did some articles in some different magazines about it, and it kind of caught on. He partnered with a publishing company based in Minneapolis and wrote a few books and launched the first kind of global kettlebell instructor certification known as the RKC. And at some point, I believe it was 2011, 2012, due to some differences in the vision, he left that organization, which he kind of co-founded or was organized in. And as he left, he formed Strong First. And I believe that was in 2012. And many of the people who he had chosen as senior instructors or master instructors or even team leader instructors within that organization kind of followed and joined Strong First with them. So
there's that. Well, so tell us more about Pavel, because he's an interesting guy. He's from Russia. What's his background? It was something with the KGB or the Russian military or
It's the Spetsnaz.
The Spetsnaz. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Their version of the special operations forces. He's not very open about that part of his history. So, and Pavel's a very, he's a very private guy.
Understandable. And I am too. Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's one of the things I find fascinating is this whole, the Russian mentality towards physical fitness, because they, during the 70s, during the Cold War, they were doing some crazy stuff, experimentation on basically improving human performance that we sort of take for granted nowadays. Is that the research and this Russian approach pervade Strong First a bit, or is it a you're building off of that and adding the new research that's come in.
It's a mixture of both, Brett. There's, you know, underpinnings in that system, and Pavel, you know, people forget he was a master of sports there, and it has to do with, you know, a certain level within, you know, the state of their fitness. I'm not sure how to best describe that. He does a very good job of taking the complicated science and making it simple. His recent book, Kettlebell Simple and Sinister. It seems extremely simple, and it is. It's very effective, but he basically distilled down a lot of science from that and made it a little more digestible. On the higher end of the spectrum, we have an event called Plan Strong, and in that course, it's almost a 2-day course. He goes through some very, very detailed programming methodologies or programs for people to use to get, you know, really strong on certain lifts. So,
gotcha.
Very, 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 very intelligent guy.
Yeah, super knowledgeable. So, tell us about your story and how did you get involved with Strong First?
Absolutely. I was introduced to Pavel's methods back in 2005. A close friend of mine, a teammate of mine named John Foz, showed me his kettlebell. And John and I were SEALs together, serving at the same SEAL team at the time. And John was a very close friend of Pavel's. In fact, Pavel trained John as a high schooler. And later on, once John kind of had aspirations of becoming a Navy SEAL, he found Pavel through through a magazine article, and Pavel was teaching people some kettlebell training methods in Minneapolis. So I met John, and I saw him doing his kettlebell exercises, and I was very curious because I was kind of sick of the standard lift weights one day, cardio the next day kind of thing. It just kind of just was burnt out. So I spent some time using Pavel's principles of strength primarily with kettlebells and some barbell stuff and some bodyweight exercises, but primarily kettlebells. I just liked the simplicity of it. I did that for a few years. Actually, the first time I did it just for a few months right before a deployment, and was completely shocked at how much better that tool and those methods prepared me for combat tours, or as I like to say, various adventures. And it just, for the first time, I just felt like the gear I was wearing felt light, and I felt like I moved well, and I felt really strong, and I didn't get bigger while doing it. I had done a lot of strength training stuff in the past, but didn't like bulking up with it. So fast forward from there, I met Pavel when he came to our team one time and trained us, and really enjoyed meeting him. A year after that, I got certified. And later after that, I got certified through Strong First when he moved. I really love the training. I love the way it made me feel and perform. And I am, would never have taken this gig if I wasn't, a big believer in it. In 2014, Pavel hit me up on email, and he asked me to help look for a new CEO. At the time, I was working at the Blue Corps Shooting Center, which is a firearms range, retail, and training facility that I co-founded here in Denver. And during one of my daily walks, which I've seen you write about many, many times, I was just kind of thinking about, my future and my plans and stuff. And it just kind of hit me that I should apply for that gig. So after kind of a lengthy interview process, I was fortunate enough to be selected as the new CEO for Strong First. And so I stepped down from the day-to-day at Blue Corps, and now I'm the CEO of Strong First. And it's been really, really fun, challenging and rewarding. I did fail to mention that John Foz, my best friend or one of my best friends in the Navy, and the guy that Pavel trained, and he's been mentioned in a few of Pavel's books, but John was actually, he was killed in that helicopter crash in 2011. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how Pavel and I met, and how we've stayed in contact, and you know, how I took this gig.
It's been great. And for, you've also helped us out on the Art of Manliness, consulting on some articles. So we did the how to pull an all-nighter. From a special force guy, which you are. Which is, it's funny, whenever it's like finals time,
right?
Like December, it's like there's like this uptick of people checking that post out, how to pull an all-nighter. And then the tactical way of dressing.
Which
is a lot of fun. So if you guys haven't seen those, go Google and search that on the site. So let's talk about Strong First. Like, why the name Strong First, and like the philosophy behind that underlies what you, the exercises that you all teach.
Yeah. No, I'll just kind of start with our mission. You know, we want to make the world a stronger place. We want to make people stronger. It's instead of a war against obesity, we have a war against weakness, right?
I like that.
We're a school of strength, and we help people achieve high levels of strength in a safe, efficient, and effective manner. And this is important, without interfering with their lives, their jobs, or their duties. And that was important to me when I was a SEAL, that the training I did didn't hurt me or my ability to perform my duty. And it's important to, you know, firemen, policemen, law enforcement, whatever, like military, law enforcement, first responders. It's important that your training, you know, makes you stronger, yet not interferes with what you're trying to do. We believe that strength is a master quality. In other words, getting stronger helps all other physical endeavors. And we believe that strength has a greater purpose. Strength in the gym is really cool, but strength for real life applications is more important. And that can be as simple as, or as cool as, you know, a Navy SEAL getting stronger for a mission, or more realistic, but in my opinion, just as cool as, you know, having someone who used to be deconditioned or weak, who can now, you know, do chores around the house and pick up, you know, luggage in the airport, and just actually feel strong and be strong. So that's who we are. We are strong first, but not strong only. As mentioned earlier, we believe, you know, strength is important. It's a master quality, and that having high levels of strength will improve all other physical attributes, whether it's mobility, flexibility, agility, or all those, you know, coordination, work capacity. There's a number of them. Being strong will help you in all of those. It'll also help you be, you know, from being a dancer to playing football, distance running to powerlifting, yoga to MMA. If people get stronger, they just watch. They can just watch themselves improve. We have a saying, like, we want people to, you know, be what you want. As I mentioned, it could be a football player, a dancer, a runner, a power lifter, fighter, whatever. Be whatever you want, but be strong first. And we don't diminish any of the other physical qualities, right? If you ever attend any of our events, our certs or our courses, you'll notice we spend time working on mobility, flexibility, and discussing conditioning. But we've chosen not to be all things to all people. Our niche is strength training, and being strong is tightness.
So how do you make people stronger? You mentioned the kettlebell.
Yeah.
And there seems like there's an emphasis on the kettlebell. What's so great about the little cannonball thing with the handle on it?
There's a lot of different things. We have a principle-based system, and our principles are time-honored, battle-tested, and proven. And these principles help people achieve high levels of strength, and we focus on being safe, efficient, and effective with all of our training. In fact, we don't call it training, we call it practice, because strength is a skill. And that is an example of one of our principles. Strength is a skill.
I love that. I love that idea that strength is a skill. That is really cool.
No, it's really, it's one of our most important principles. And it's just, we use that and many other principles, and we have different tools. Obviously, we're most known for the kettlebell, but we have barbell and bodyweight courses and certifications as well. And certainly, as I mentioned, we're most known for the kettlebell, but our principles are the same in all the different certs and events. There are some things that are interesting about the kettlebell, and the obvious emphasis is that the whole kettlebell revolution was started by Pavel. And as I mentioned, he introduced it to Western culture in the early 2000s. And since then, he's been building and refining our curriculum into what it is today. And simply put, the kettlebell is just very efficient and effective. And it's also very safe if the exercises are done correctly. You can reach high levels of strength and high levels of conditioning with a very simple tool that takes very little space, can be used in the home, and takes very little time. So that is some of the reasons behind the popularity of it. And for us, it's kind of a great all around tool, really for anybody.
So one of the things about the kettlebell is not just a strength tool; it's also could be as a conditioning tool,
absolutely,
work capacity. I actually, speaking of how it's can fit in your house, right? You don't really need much space. I have like a kettlebell right by my kitchen, just sitting there, and it's the whole greasing the groove principle, which I got from Pavel.
Absolutely.
Whenever I walk by it, no matter what, I'll stop and do 5 kettlebell swings with it.
No, that's great. That's a great way to, grease the groove is just, it's one of his many, awesome programs. It's worked well with kettlebell movements. Pull-ups is a really good one too.
Yeah, I got that going. Explain what grease the groove is, because it's a pretty cool, it's so simple, but it has such profound implications if you actually put it into practice.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. It's just, it's simple. You're just kind of practicing a movement or grooving a pattern, kind of randomly throughout the day. And the idea is, instead of doing, let's say I'm going to practice doing one arm or just pull-ups, right? And instead of doing my 5 sets of 5 pull-ups, one after another with a couple of minutes break in between, if I do them throughout the day, it allows me to practice each set more well rested. So if I'm going to do heavy pull-ups, it works really well and I can get strong. I just kind of, there's a lot of things about it. What I've always found is it just tricks you into doing a lot of volume, as well as doing none of the sets are you really tired.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're not doing 5 sets of 5 or whatever right after another. You're kind of just doing it as you pass by.
Yeah, exactly. So I have one of those door frame pull-up bars.
Right.
Another place. And anytime I walk under it, I crank out 5 pull-ups.
Perfect.
And what I love about the grease the groove thing is that whole idea that strength is a skill, because a lot of people think that, okay, to get stronger, you just need to build up muscle mass. But there's the nerve process in there. Your nerves have to learn how to contract your muscles in a certain way in order to maximize on that muscle capacity.
Absolutely. Pavel is really good at this stuff, explaining
sure.
it. And some of our senior instructors also very good at it. All of our leadership from team leader to senior to master, they would know all this stuff a little bit better. What I find is that, when you treat it like a practice, you want to approach each practice session so that most of them, you leave feeling better.
Yeah.
Because you're maintaining good form throughout. You're not there to get the burn. And the neat thing about that is it's a good way to get strong without bulking up. And you mentioned the mind to muscle connection. It's very, very critical. Just teaching yourself to get full recruitment out of a muscle, or not full, but more recruiting out of your muscle versus just growing the size of that muscle, right? Yeah. So it's, yeah, it's a very, very powerful thing. And it's part of, you know, a bunch of our different programs, from Grease the Groove, Simple and Sinister, Easy Strength, things like that. It's very, very important that you get that, you know, that mind to muscle connection.
Yeah. It's wedding season, and while weddings are all about the bride and groom, they're also a chance for you to look your best. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed with Indochino. Order your custom suits now, and they'll be ready for wedding season. The process of customizing a suit on Indochino, very easy to do. It's also a lot of fun. I've talked about my navy blue suit I've gotten from Indochino. First off, you can decide how the jacket is, how you want the pockets on the jacket to be, how you want the lapels, the vent on the back, the lining on the pants. You can decide you want pleats or no pleats. I went no pleats on my pants on this one. And then you do the measuring process. You'll need someone to help you, but they have this very easy-to-follow guide. Send that all in a few weeks, you have a custom made-to-measure suit sent directly to your door, and you're going to pay about the same price for a suit that you'd pay for an off-the-rack suit at a department store. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code MANLINESS to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code MANLINESS. Check it out today. Spring is here and the McKays are going to be really busy. I'm coaching flag football again. My daughter's playing basketball. And on those nights when we don't have time to cook a full meal and clean up, we like to eat Factor meals. Factor meals are ready-to-eat meals that are on the table in less than 2 minutes. They're fresh, they're not frozen, they're chef-crafted and dietitian approved. You eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You just simply heat and savor the good stuff. And all these meals are really, really nutritious. They're macro-friendly if you're tracking your macros. That's another reason why I like them. So we've been using Factor Meals for a while. One thing I've enjoyed lately is the green chili chicken. Super tasty. I also like the creamy mushroom chicken and rice. Very good. It also comes with garlic green beans. And again, you just warm these things up in 2 minutes, and then you have this really delicious meal. And best of all, cleanup's a breeze. If you want to try this out, head to factormeals.com/manliness50 and use code manliness50, that's manliness50, to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. It's a good deal. That's code manliness50, manliness50 at factormeals.com/manliness50. Get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Check it out today. Have you ever been to an event where you just had to get the best seats? Like maybe it was a concert for your favorite band, or maybe it was an important game for your favorite team. Well, to do that, you had to, you know, set an alarm to get the tickets as soon as they went on sale. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you are trying to hire for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best people fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/manliness, MANLINESS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, picture that thing you've always wanted to learn. Now picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors, and a lot of them are former AOM podcast guests. So for example, you can learn The Art of Negotiation from Chris Voss. We had him on the podcast. Leadership from Jocko Willink, another AOM podcast guest. Writing from Malcolm Gladwell, another AOM podcast guest. You name it, Masterclass has it. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. So I did the Masterclass with Chris Voss on negotiation. Very well done. He talks about tactical empathy, how to mirror somebody so that you can develop rapport with them. So if you enjoyed that podcast I did with Chris Voss several years ago about his book, Never Split the Difference, you're going to love this Masterclass. And right now, AOM listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/AOM. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/AOM. Masterclass.com/AOM. Check out the negotiation class with Chris Voss.
So if you're listening, this is a great thing. Like, do this. Go out and get one of those door frame pull-up bars. They cost like $15. Put it in your door frame. Anytime you walk through it, crank out 5 pull-ups. Or if you can't even do a pull, just do 1 pull-up.
Yep. Hangs.
Add on. Yeah, or just hang, right? Or you can do the same thing with a kettlebell. So one of the things I've noticed about Strong First and the content you put on the website and as well as in the content in the books is that you focus on the psychology of strength as well, not just the physical aspect. So my question is, what psychological barriers do you think get in the way of people getting strong or stronger?
Yeah. I think there's a few different ones. We believe, as many do, that attitude is everything. And we spend a lot of time talking about it, and we try to distinguish ourselves, as Strong First instructors. We try to distinguish ourselves from the hordes of trainers littering the landscape of the industry. We like to, Pablo says, we're not trainers, we're instructors. Trainers have dogs, we have students. he also says that we don't have clients. Hairstylists have clients. We have students, right? So it's definitely a mindset thing. Our instructors, they're brought together by, the beliefs I'd mentioned earlier, one of which is strength has a greater purpose and strength is a skill and things like that. And they realize that the barriers preventing some people from achieving their potential in strength training, there's just a number of different ones. And some people get worried that they'll get too big if they start strength training, right? So they're more interested in, being lean and not getting strong. And they don't understand that getting strong is a really awesome way to get lean. And it's muscles that actually work versus, muscles that look. Yeah. And if it was easy to just get big by strength training, the supplement industry wouldn't be as successful as it was, right? Like, yeah. There's so many people that are lifting and taking supplements, and they still can't, in their mind, get big enough. So we kind of combat that, you won't really get too big if you strength train, and it's you get incredibly strong without getting much bigger than you already are. And most people actually lose weight when they start, even though they'll be gaining some muscle. And as you start to get better and you start to pursue goals, then you sometimes tell yourself, as you have a new goal or if you see other goals that people have achieved, there's the voice in your head saying, I can't do that, right? And we try to convince people that, we have a number of people who have achieved, amazing physical feats, either as our, beast tamers or tactical strength challenges or other, other little goals that we have. And they're not all huge, right? So it's, in many cases, it's mind over matter, especially if you look at it as strength training as a practice, and that consistency trumps intensity, in the long run.
Yeah.
The big problem is some people find our protocols kind of boring. And it's just like grease the groove is not that sexy.
No, it's not.
Like, every time you walk by the pull-up bar, do pull-ups. The problem is we don't chase fads. What we do is timeless. We stick to what works, whether it's the principle or the tool, the tool being the kettlebell, the barbell, or the body weight. We understand that many people get the exercise ADD, and they want to do, they want to do something new. They want to, quote, feel the burn. I've heard people say, I did swings twice last week, and now I'm an expert. What's next? And they don't want to stick to it and master the basics. And quite honestly, I saw the same thing in firearms training. You would have people who can finally hit a target 5 yards away, and they want to start moving and shooting with the lights off.
Oh yeah.
So they don't really care about the basics. And when I was, when I was in the military, when I was a young Navy SEAL, there was a place that we got some high-end firearms training. And the instructors there, they said a bunch of different things, and many of them stuck with me, but none more than this statement. And that is, the best do the basics better. And I've used that in so many parts of my life now. And I think it's so true in physical training or firearms training. Our world is full of people who are, quote, bored with the basics and mediocre. If they would just spend time on the basics in firearms training, you know, the basic trigger squeeze at 3 yards and things like that. And in the kettlebell world, you know, our kettlebell swing. If you had people spend time on those basics, they'd be a lot better off. They just get, they just get bored. As Pavel says many times, the kettlebell swing takes like 5 minutes to learn and a lifetime to master. So I think if people spent more time on basics and stuck to their goals, instead of changing programs every 3 weeks, they'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, the whole idea, I guess what they call it, like in martial arts, they call that the white belt mentality, right? And there's all these like anecdotal stories from like Vince Lombardi. Like on the first day of practice, he'd hold up a football and says, "Gentlemen, this is a football." And he explained to him, "This is a football field, divided up into 100 yards." And then Wooden, the UCLA basketball coach,
yeah,
he did something like the first day of practice, he would like show them how to tie their shoes so they wouldn't come untied. Like,
that's awesome.
Just the basics, right? Were incredibly successful because they focused on those basics.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I've seen it. You know, martial arts is a great analogy. You have. Whether it's jiu-jitsu or Krav Maga, whatever you're taking, some schools you go to and you learn like 6 moves in an hour.
Yeah.
And you feel like, wow, that was cool. And then you can't recall any of them. Yep. What matters. But the good ones, they spend time, you know, drilling one thing and to the point of boredom, but then you can draw on it when you need it.
Yeah, I love that. And one thing I've noticed too, whenever you start focusing on the basics is that, and you have that mentality of trying to get better at it, is that it starts getting like actually really interesting because you start noticing nuances that you didn't notice as a beginner. But it takes a while to get to that place though.
Absolutely. That can be as simple as, you know, I've been doing martial arts for a while and I'm starting to notice like just tweaking little things about hitting the heavy bag and, you know, where the power comes from and when to tense up and when to relax and stuff like that. And the kettlebell, especially our ballistic moves, like the kettlebell swing, it's such a neat balance between tense, relax, and the, you know, the hip drive and things like that. So it's, and when to, you know, how long it floats versus, you know, forcing it down. There's just a lot of different things you can do with it.
So you guys offer several courses with the School of Strength, and I, you know, we do a lot of fitness content on the site, and one I guess complaint I would call it, some guys say we talk about too much like advanced stuff, guys who are already fit.
Right.
For the guy who's just like, man, he needs to lose 30, 40 pounds, he hasn't exercised maybe ever in his life.
Right.
What's a good entry point exercise or course for that kind of guy?
Yeah. So for most people, we always recommend they have a couple of options. They can look for a Strong First certified instructor in their area to show them some basics with the kettlebell or barbell or body weight. It's important that if you're going to use kettlebells, that you learn how to use them safely. You see them in gyms all the time now, and for the most part, even the trainers at gyms are doing the exercises wrong. But you know, finding an instructor, getting a lesson or a group class is a great way to start. And I would recommend that before just buying kettlebells and, you know, clicking YouTube and saying go.
Yeah.
Another great option we created user courses. And we have the user course for the kettlebell, barbell, and body weight. The kettlebell is the most popular user course, and it's a very in-depth user course. It's about 8 hours, but you spend a lot of time learning the basic moves. And it's a good way to learn those moves in a course setting, a non-intimidating environment. And it's a single day. Instead of, you know, our certifications are 3 days long, and they obviously cost a lot more money, and not everybody wants to be a kettlebell instructor. So we created this user course, and it's a really good option.
Is this something they had to come out to Denver for?
No, we have user courses all over.
Okay, cool.
In most states now we have user courses, but we have a user course in Denver if you ever want to come out.
I need to get out to Denver. Actually, my managing editor, Jeremy, lives in Denver.
So oh, cool.
Maybe I'll get him over there.
Yeah. Send him my info. I'd love to send him to a user course and let him know let me know what he thinks.
Yeah. Fantastic. So what about the guy who's intermediate, right? Or here's a question. Like, I know we have a lot of guys, who are LEOs or in the military. Do you guys have specific like training programs for these type of guys?
Yeah. We do a lot of training for law enforcement and military. We don't really have much of that on the website yet. We're going to have our own kind of division that just focuses on that at some point. We've already been doing it without really having that yet. But we do there's some very, very basic stuff for them. The kettlebell and body weight in particular are popular because they're just very easy to have when you travel. And I'm a really firm believer in it. When I started using the kettlebell, my kit, my body armor, whatever you want to call it, it started to feel a lot lighter. I felt like I'd move around a lot better. And it just really, really worked.
Cool. So if you had to choose one single lift movement exercise for someone to do, I know it's probably like picking children, but what would it be?
For me, that's an easy question. I would say hands down the kettlebell swing. As I mentioned before, you can learn it very quickly, but you can spend a lifetime trying to master it. It's just a great movement or a great exercise for strength and conditioning. We've used it to help elite endurance athletes and elite power lifters. And myself, I used it, to make myself a better soldier, better operator. It carries over to a lot of different athletic endeavors. In fact, I once took my deadlift from 360 to 450, and this was at a body weight of 180. So from 2 to 2.5 times my body weight, I took my deadlift up that much just by doing 3 months of swings 3 days a week at varying intensities. And we call that the what the heck effect, because I didn't do deadlifts and I didn't do whatever that I was testing, but I saw that stuff go up or improve. Nowadays, I do almost no cardio. I jump rope a couple times a week. I do a 1 mile walk each day, of course. And sometimes I hike or ski on weekends. And typically I do kettlebell swings at least 2 to 5 days a week, depending on what program I'm on. And so no real cardio per se, like most people consider cardio, the treadmill or the elliptical, none of that boredom, or as Pavel says, none of that dishonor. And all I do is the hiking and, the jump rope and the kettlebell. And I just got a physical and my heart rate was 47 beats a minute. So it really does work as a form of cardio. And the kettlebell swing is, as we say, it's the center of the kettlebell universe. If you have a good swing, you're going to be good at most of the other moves.
That's awesome. Man, you've got me. I'm going to go do kettlebell swings now. I'm drinking the cool. I'm going to go do it right now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. I have one here in the office. It just fits everywhere.
They do. What weight do you suggest for guys?
That's a good question. Most guys will get the most use out of the 24 kilo. I think that's about 53 pounds. And some
is that a pood?
Yeah, I think pood. So. I'll have to look at the...
Yeah,
the,
one pood.
One pood.
Two poods.
A lot of people will get, you know, will start at the 16 kilo.
That's not enough.
That's not enough for most, but it's a... Well, there's some good moves you can do with that. Right now I'm doing the Simple and Sinister protocol, and I'll kind of go back and forth between the 24 and the 32 kilo. So,
okay.
32 kilos is like 72 pounds or something.
Awesome. Cool. Simple and Sinister. That's the new book, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, where can people find out more about Strong First and the programming you all offer?
Yeah, just check us out on strongfirst.com. It's all kind of laid out there with our courses and our certs and links to the different books. And, it's just, that's where we send people. And if they want to find, a Strong First instructor in their area, they can find those instructors through our page.
Awesome. Well, Eric Forhart, this has been an awesome conversation. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Our guest today was Eric Frohart. He's the CEO of Strong First. You can find out more information about Strong First and their training programs at strongfirst.com. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. For more manly tips and advice, make sure to check out the Art of Manliness website at artofmanliness.com. And if you enjoy the show, you've gotten something out of it, please, please, please give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. That'll help get the word out. And the best compliment you could give us is to recommend the podcast to a friend. We'd really appreciate it. Anyways, until next time, this is Brett McKay telling you to stay manly.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.